look, with the president today, I wrote down what he said would constitute a victory. And I think he's become very realistic of the shift of a mission here. He said, quote, I mean, not quote, the four pieces he said. One, we need to leave with an ally against the war on terror. That is, Iraqi government's an ally in the war against terror. Two, we have to leave a country that is able to defend itself from exterior enemies and have and be secure in being able to do it. Three, you need a security force that's sufficient to have the confidence of the people in the country, and that can provide. And four, a security force that can prevent terrorists from having or deny terrorists a safe haven anywhere in Iraq.
Nothing about it being a democracy.
Not a word. Now he later in talking uses the word democracy, but when he said, let me define victory, they're the four things he stated. And I think that's realistic. I mean, that's more consistent with what I said to you guys, that, you know, securing your border, not a threat to your neighbors, not a haven for terror, and a participatory republic where everybody thinks they got a piece of the action, but it's nothing approaching what we'd call democracy. What I think that ought to happen is I think we should be less ready to near term in the next 6 weeks to 6 months concentrate on drawing down that many people, and more really do have it related to conditions based on in terms of political settlement, in terms of concessions, in terms of how well we're able to pull some of Baathist into the process, how well we're able to deal with not a total reversal, but a marginal reversal of de-Baathification and so on and so forth. How well we train up the officer corps, how well we get non-commissioned officers up and able to run, how well we get the Ministry of Defense actually a functioning entity, et cetera. I think that should be the basis. But look, guys and ladies, if in fact, in my view, this is, if in fact we do not succeed along those multiple lines, at least, you know, two steps forward and one back, if we're not moving that direction, I think that bodes very poorly for the prospect of success. And I think you'll see troops come out more rapidly after that, because I don't think all the king's horses and all the king's men can hold this place together if you're looking down the road and you see the simmering civil war in a full-blown regional war and have something between an all-out civil war in Lebanon. I think it should be conditions-based, for real. And so I don't know. I could picture that being a very good idea, assuming that you have had worked out, you've gotten some Sunni buy-in, and you don't have to get total Sunni buy-in. What you got to get, basically, is about 70% of each of the constituencies saying, I'd rather be in this deal than out of the deal. And this Constitution provides me the vehicle where my interests are going to be able to be best pursued than you know, continuing to use the bullets. You know, the ballot that we participated in, but it's still ballots and bullets. The question is, does it get to be, you know, constitutions and a reduction in violence? On the four points I raised, which was the one I don't think he agreed on, he kept talking, not kept, he's consistent in talking about this is a war on terror. And my point that I started off with, I think his administration agreed with based on the heads, but who knows the way they nodded. I said, look, Mr. President, with all due respect, if there were not a single Al-Qaeda operative, you have a war in your hands. If there was not one single solitary jihadist, you have a war on your hands. And it's going to exist whether or not these guys are there at all. You have a war in your hands.
And you
know,
he disagreed with
that? No, I don't think he agreed. I think he kind of just like, I got the sense that, okay, you know, what's the next point? As opposed to, you know, I agree. I'm confident his administration gets it. I'm confident Hadley gets that. And the point I was making was, if you fail, then you do have a terrorist state. Then you do have a terrorist launching pad. So the irony is, success requires, it's not merely about terror, it's much more than terror. But if you don't deal with a much more than terror, you're going to end up with the very thing that you say you're most If Casey had his way, he would disband both. You remember, we had as one of the stated objectives when Bremer was there, eliminating of the militia. That was a guaranteed non-starter. The militia were there. We weren't doing anything. Well, we backed off that for 1,000 reasons very, very rapidly and mistakenly, in my view. And I said so at the time. But here we are now, where you've got this thing where I don't think anybody reasonably thinks we can ratchet up this Army, which is the training is getting better. This is real. They are making progress. And they have admitted, for example, Casey today in the briefing with the president, you know, in the big screen, we were in this briefing, and they had Casey and the ambassador on, you know, simultaneous live with us in this teleconference. And I don't think I'm saying anything that he didn't say publicly before. In fact, I'm sure I'm not. Casey said, this is going to be the year of the police. And he acknowledged, quote, we are at least a year behind. He's being generous. We are 1,000 days behind on training the police.